Hey friends, on this episode of the Danny Morrell Show, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're actually going to give you insight into two powerful clips from last year's Relentless. You got to remember, guys, it was three life transformational days where we spent a lot of time together really learning how to grow ourselves and grow our business. And unless you have access to the recording, many of you who were there live realize how powerful the information was that we shared. In clip number one, we're actually going to talk to you about something called the reticular activating sensor and the major role that it plays in your life and your ability to attract what you want into it. And then in clip number two, I'm going to give you a little session on the importance of having quality and quantity in your business, meaning many of us are so tied up into the quality of how we do business, we don't do enough business. And some of us might be a little too attached to the amount of business that we do, and yet we don't have any quality in customer service. So I think you're going to really, really enjoy these two clips. And at the end of the two clips, I want you to hang with me. I'm going to give you an opportunity to win a free VIP ticket to this year's Relentless. You got to understand that as a human being, things come up. How many of you can honestly say that things have come up just while you've been here? Raise your hands. Yeah, listen, that's never going to end. It's never going to end. As a matter of fact, there's a saying that goes a little something like this. The only problem you have is that you think your problems are going to go away. That's the only problem you have. Once you finally realize that the winners, the people that really make it in life, just know how to navigate through the problems with a little bit less emotional attachment, a little bit less negative meaning, a little bit less drama, all of a sudden you start to say, oh my God, I'm protecting my energy now, and now I can give my energy and invest it into better things. Talking about energy to this morning, guys, I don't know how many of you guys tagged me on Instagram. You guys woke up and started doing your journaling already today in your new journals. Give yourselves a round of applause, please. I want you to all grab out a piece of paper because we want to practice this real fast, real fast. I want you to write down five times your earnings statement, five times. First things first, write down one thing you're grateful for. Just one, write it down. One thing you're grateful for. And typically every day you want to write down 5 to 10 things. That's why the journal is formatted that way. Second, what's one thing that made you happy in the last 24 hours? We had a cocktail party last night for all of our platinum VIPs and all of our leverage members. Did you guys have fun at that? Yeah, that made me happy. The sun was setting, everybody was having some drinks, we had good food, there was music, people were smiling, we were taking pictures. For a lot of the leverage members, you know, we mastermind, we see each other every day online. We got a chance to hang out with each other. That made me happy. And no matter what comes up, if I can just feel grateful and happy, guess what? It'll help me combat whatever comes up. Because now I have a choice. I can focus on what to be grateful for and thankful for, or I can focus on the negativity. That's a choice. Number three, and you have to write it down just like this. I earn. Everybody say, I earn.
I earn.
I earn. Lauren, where's Scott going? Scott, where's he going? Oh, yeah, get him closer. Everybody say, I earn.
I earn.
The reason why I try to like embed that in your mind is because I say this over and over again. Don't write, I am fista gonna earn someday, homie. Don't say that. Say, I earn. You have to declare it as if it's already here. I earn blank, and blank is 3 times the most amount of money you've ever earned in a year. Please write it down. I earn. Oh my God, that number is great. You know, I don't know about you, but one of the things that Ed Milet showed me yesterday, he told me time and time again, literally in private conversations, he says, Danny, you're a $50 million a year guy. You're easily a $50 million a year guy. He says, you know what the one thing that's stopping you is? I said, what? He goes, you need to be around more people like me who actually make that. And I go, you're right. You're right.
How many of you guys realize you need to step up your environment and your community just a little bit? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission because I know I'm a $50 million a year guy. Easy. Easy. I can't be happy with $4 million a year. What the fuck is that? You can't be happy with that. Like Ed said, how are you even living off of that? You know what I'm saying? And so the reason why I had you go through this activity is, what if you did this activity every single day? Would you feel more centered? Say yes. Would you feel more inspired? Say yes. Would you feel better in your soul? Say yes. And if all that is going down, would you perform at a better level? Say yes. On top of all that, here's the secret to this thing. The secret to this thing is the fact that you are writing something that is changing something in your brain called the reticular activating sensor. Write that down. The RAS. The reticular activating sensor. And the reticular activating sensor is what determines in your brain what you feel worthy of or not. What you feel you can accomplish or not. I could tell you all day long to go get on a diet, but if you don't see yourself as being in shape, if you see those fit people as like other people, guess what? You're never gonna do it. You gotta literally reprogram your mind. Same way I could tell you all day long, making $1 million a year is easy, it's simple. But if you're having a hard time making 50 grand right now, how many of you guys realize that's a little tough? It's a little tough. So what do? We take the individual, this is literally what we do in our coaching program. We take the individual who's making 50,000 a year and help them reach in their mind for 150. Because how many of you guys realize that's a pretty good stretch right there, right? And yet that's how people are doing it, just through exposure to bigger thinking. And then once we get them to 150, we get them to do 3 times that amount. And then once we get them to that amount, we get them to do 3 times more. Guys, repeat after me. Business is 80% psychology. And only 20% strategy. How many of you guys, as being exposed to our thinking over the last 3 days, can realize, I think I need to do a little bit more work on my psychology? Raise your hands. Yeah, absolutely. I think we all do, right? We all do. And thank you for admitting that, because I know I do as well.
This is clip number 2.
Who goes to the gym? Raise your hands. Yeah, you ever been to the gym? Yeah, where's Sam? Where's Sam? Sam's here somewhere. Yeah, what's up, Sam? How are you, man? I haven't had a chance to say hello to you. So Sam goes to the gym 7 times a day, right? Well, just look at him. He looks like he goes to the gym 7 times a day, right? You know, and if you really think about it, like if you ever go to the gym, if you pick out 10 people at the gym, honest to God, one of them has good form. If you're honest, right? Like, who knows how to do a squat? A full squat, let's talk about this, right? Is ass to the ground. Full squat, I hope I don't rip, and you come all the way up, right? That's a real squat. But what does everyone do? I mean, when the hell was the last time you saw someone do a real squat? No one does a real squat. How about a curl? What's a real curl? Everybody show me a real curl. Sam, is that about right? Is that a real curl? Yeah, what does everyone do? They do like a fucking curl and jerk. I mean, yes or no? And you look, this is all of humandom. All of the gym, right? And now they're getting worse. And now they're like hanging from one cable and hanging to another cable. I see one poor little old man on the hammer strike machine. Like, what's a bench? A real bench. Show me a real bench. All the way down. You guys don't know what a real bench looks like. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Okay, well, there's this thing called the gym, and people go to it, and they do this stuff, right? A real bench, right? All the way down. All the way up. I swear, there's this little old guy at the 24-hour fitness in North Fontana. If you go there, you know exactly who I am, right? He's like this. And I feel like saying, sir, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? And you know, behind all of this, you know where this comes from? It's because everybody wants to do more weight than what they really should be doing. Let me say that again. Everybody wants to do more weight to feed the ego. Everybody wants to do more weight to feed the ego than what they really should be doing. It's rare to see proper form at the gym nowadays. For a guy to grab a 15-pound dumbbell and to curl the right way, you don't ever see that. Because that shit will mess with your ego. For a guy, what do we grab? 35, 40-pound dumbbells. And then when you look at all the muscle magazines, what are the truly fit people doing? Or when you look at the truly fit people who come into the gym, what are they doing? They're doing lightweight, and they're really working the muscle. And so in this particular case, my buddy was literally, what he had was a mess. He didn't have a foundation. He was on track to do half of the income he ever earned before. What he was doing was he was focusing on too many different things, but the core problem is always the being choice. And the being choice was, I gotta rush the process. I gotta rush the process. I gotta lift heavier weights. I gotta lift heavier weights. I gotta get there now. I gotta build a team. I gotta do this. No. There's a process. And if you could just get comfortable, people, with the fact that there's a process and a journey, this didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. It happened in 20 years. More than that, it happened in 20 years of every year doing 10 times the business that most people do. In other words, please listen. Everybody say quality and quantity. Who wants to make it big? Say yes.
Yes.
You want to make it big fast? Say yes.
Yes.
You got to do a lot more faster. Because you see, in 20 years, I was involved in more transactions, more learning, more growing, more than most people will do in a lifetime. In 1 year, we processed more files, more of everything than most people do in an entire career. So what did that allow me to do? It allowed me to learn. You could rush the process if you want. That's no problem. Just stay in the game. Don't rush the results. Rush how much quantity you do, and that will give you more results.
All right. So hopefully you enjoyed those two sessions, and hopefully now you see why it's so important for you to find a way to get to relentless. Listen, I want to help you, and I want to give you an opportunity to win a free, not a general admission ticket or a preferred seating ticket, a VIP ticket. That means you're going to be coming with us to the cocktail party on night number one. All I need you to do is you can enter one of two ways or both. If you're an overachiever like me and you really want a great opportunity to win, simply go to relentlessevent.com right now. And at the top, you're going to see a little bar that says enter your email to win. So go do that right now. And for those of you that follow me on Instagram, if you're not following me on Instagram, what I want you to do is go to Instagram right now. And I want you to find on my main page, there was an image that I shared of all of the guest speakers for Relentless. Simply share that to your stories, tag myself and the Relentless page, tell your friends to follow us for updates, and tag five of your friends that you want to go to the event. We're going to be drawing up a winner and announcing it next Monday on my Instagram account. Hope you win. And more than anything, regardless of if you win or not, I hope to see you at Relentless this year. Take care.